Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Flashy flunkies?
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been in the financial services business now for 28 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 18 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And as of the end of last month, we now work with over 7,400 families.
To infinity and beyond.
Indeed. Indeed. You know what? We have clients in 43 states now. And you know, my goal is infinity and beyond. You're right. I would love, you know, because I feel that our philosophy of managing money is right. And because I think it's right, I want to help as many people as I possibly can. And so we would love it if we had hundreds of thousands of clients. That would be wonderful. The more people we can help, the happier I will be. I want to go to my grave and know that I help millions of people if possible. So, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that hopefully will happen if you've done a good job of planning your finances and doing everything right is that you will now have accumulated an estate. And you now want to leave that to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. And that's called estate planning. And this week, we're going to talk about how to create a tax-free inheritance. How about that? You like apples? How about them apples? Huh? Those are good apples. All right, so we're going to talk about that. But before we do, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
Of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. And so every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So how do you create a tax-free inheritance for your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs for the rest of their lives? How do we do that? All right. Well, let's talk about it. Here's what you do. There is a kind of IRA that is called a Roth IRA, okay? R-O-T-H, Roth IRA. And Roth IRAs are the kind of IRAs where the distribution, the growth in the account is tax-free, and then the distributions from the account are tax-free as well. So that's where the opportunity lies. So in other words, if your heirs inherit from you a Roth IRA, then that Roth IRA can grow for them without being taxed. And then when they take distributions, will not be taxed either. So imagine if when you were 30 or whatever age your kids will be when they inherit from you, you inherited an account and you could have it till your retirement and it grew tax-free. And then when you took money out of it, it was tax-free as well. Would that be a good thing? Would you like that? That would be wonderful. It's about the best vehicle I could think of to put investments in. So how do you do that? Well, what we do when we talk with clients about that is we say, okay, you've got your normal IRAs, your traditional IRAs. These are the kind that when you take money out, there are taxes. And we say, how much of this do you feel that you are not going to get to? In other words, we call it legacy money. Okay, it's going to be left to your heirs. Now, if there is legacy money, then what we say is let's convert your traditional IRA to a Roth IRA and name your kids as the beneficiaries, and they will now inherit this tax-free vehicle that they'll have for the rest of their lives. So that's how you do it. Now, there are issues. You got to worry about the fact that if you convert a traditional IRA to a Roth, you're going to pay taxes on the amount that you converted. And if you do that, it could cause your Medicare benefits to go up, premiums to go up. It certainly will have taxable impact. You'll pay taxes on that. So you have to be careful that you don't push yourself into a higher tax bracket. So there are some definite planning considerations that you need to make. But here's the way I come down on the idea that you're going to pay taxes. Think about it this way. You're making a gift to your children, let's say, or your grandchild. You're making them a gift of this money you've decided that you're not going to get to. And you want them to have it because it'll be tax-free for the rest of their lives. Well, if you convert it and you pay the tax on it, you know what you have done? You have gifted them the taxes, right? By you paying the taxes, you paid it on their behalf. You've gifted it to them. But the fact that you paid that tax does not fall under the gift tax rules. So it's a way to make a gift that's larger, potentially, than the tax-free gifts that you can make and not count it as a gift and not pay tax on it.
Shazam!
So Gomer, lots of good stuff. So here's what I would suggest. Before you do any of the stuff we talk about on this show, but in particular stuff that has tax implications and all that kind of stuff, talk to a professional. So here's what I want you to do. Go to our website, moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And you'll see a link there that says meet with an advisor. Click on that. And you'll put your info in there. We'll call you to schedule a time to visit with you. Now, what we want to do is we want to help you with everything when it comes to your finances. We want to talk about your income taxes. We want to talk about your estate planning. We want to talk about your investments, your retirement, sources of income, all that kind of stuff. We want to help you devise your entire financial plan. And if we can help you with that, that's fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
Oh, dear. That's too wonderful to be true.
Well, Dorothy, it is not too wonderful to be true because it is true. So take advantage of that, ladies and gentlemen. If you are over 50, we want to do this for you, okay? So moneymatters.net is our website, moneymatters.net. Now, if you'd like to come to one of our seminars, we also have seminars that are designed for those of you who are within 5 years of retirement or who are 5 years into retirement. So if you're in that 10-year zone, then these seminars are designed for you. And we'd like to invite you at that seminar. We'll be talking about things like when should you take your Social Security benefits. We'll talk about how to avoid paying taxes on your Social Security benefits if it's at all possible. We'll talk about your pension plan. Should you take a lump sum or should you take the pension itself? We talk about how to reduce your income taxes. We talk about, should you roll over your 401k? How do you diversify? How do you get income when you're retired? We have tons and tons of great info. So again, if you are retired or retiring soon, this seminar will help you, I am sure. So go to moneymatters.net, sign up for the seminar, or meet with an advisor. It's moneymatters.net. Well, you know what, Jack? I cannot believe how fast this show has gone. I hope you've enjoyed it, ladies and gentlemen, as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.